We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Chicago Bears. They won yesterday on Thanksgiving. We talked about just the coaching malpractice of the Detroit Lions, which kept the Bears alive in that game. But really the story before that game was the status of Matt Nagy, the Bears head coach, who was very much on the hot seat, and there was a report that he was going to get fired. They had told him that he was going to get fired. He would coach the game yesterday, and then they would fire him after, regardless of the result. It turns out he has not been fired, at least not yet, and I saw a report from Ian Rappaport saying that the report almost got leaked because they wanted the Bears players, the organization thought that it would light a fire under the team to say that, hey, the coach is getting fired. Maybe they'll play hard for the coach. Does that ever happen? You've been through it. You've been on teams that weren't good, and you've been on teams where I'm sure you kind of had the feeling that the coach wouldn't survive. When you're a rookie in 2011 and the team is struggling under Jack Del Rio, I'm sure you guys felt like there might be a change.
Yeah.
Did you care? Were you like, hey, we got to play harder so Jack keeps the job?
So for me, I cared a little bit more because he brought me in, right? That staff brought me in. Some of the older guys, they were just like, hey, it's time for him to go. Like he was to the point where he was starting to come in a little late. He wasn't doing the same things that normally Jack would do in, you know, previous years. He kind of saw the writing on the wall himself. So he started acting a little different or whatever case may be. And some of the older guys are like, yeah, man, it's time for him to go. He just doesn't – he's not the same Jack as before. So you do care. If it's a guy that you like for example, Gus Bradley in 2013 or 14 actually when I was there, we loved him. So we wanted to play and win for him. We just weren't good enough to win. But we wanted to win for him because he's the type of guy like, hey, let's – like if we want to win for anybody, this is the type of guy you want to win for. So there is situations where – you want to win for your coach, but I don't know about the leaking of the, I mean, that's kind of excessive.
Weird.
It's really, really weird.
All right, so Del Rio gets fired.
Yes.
And now it's Mel Tucker, the $95 million man over at Michigan State.
Ooh, good for him.
Did you guys play harder for him because you wanted him to keep the job full time?
Tucker?
Yes.
Yeah, we love Tuck.
Yeah?
Like, we love Tuck. We actually got a couple wins under Tuck, too, so. He was the type of guy. He was a player's coach. He brought the energy that you see at Michigan State that he had at Colorado when they were winning there. And he's over Michigan State now. The same guy. He brought that energy. He's somebody we tried to win for, and we were trying to fight for to keep the job because we all liked him. We all thought he was cool. We all thought, hey, if he's the guy, I think we'll be all right. So there are guys like that, yeah, for sure, that you want and the players really love, but ultimately, you know, it's kind of out of our hands.
So. Tucker doesn't get the job.
Right.
They hire Mike Mularkey. Does that ever, you guys, you said you wanted Tucker to keep the job. Does
right.
that ever sour the waters with the new guy when they don't bring in the guy that you guys want?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to remember. I think they interviewed Tucker, but they just end up going somewhere else. So we knew that it would be tough for Tucker to come back because we had to get a new GM the next year. So normally when a new GM comes, you know, they want to bring whoever they want to bring in. So we knew it would be tough. It still left a sour taste. It's like, yo, everybody likes Tuck. Why didn't you just keep Tuck? Like, when are you going to start listening to our voices and trust us more than you trust yourself sometimes? They brought in Mularkey, who got a history of doing well. I think he was the OC in a few places before that. I actually loved his offense, but he was just a different guy. He had to win us over in one season, and he had to win the talent, he had to win the veterans over And he just didn't do a great job with that. You know what I mean? Whereas if Mel Tucker, we didn't have to win this over. We were all in. Mm-hmm. So now it's just about building from where we were and how we finished the previous season, where you're bringing the whole guys, a whole other culture, a whole other mindset. We got to learn him. He has to learn us. So it was definitely a difficult transition.
You know, Mularkey only lasted the 1 year right. in Jacksonville. I don't think he was fired, though. I think that he stepped down. Did you guys feel that he wasn't long for the job?
We kind of – actually, I mixed up my years. So I think the GM was still there with Mularkey. And then the following 2 years, that's when Dave Caldwell came in.
Oh, wait, I was wrong. They fired Mularkey after 1 year.
It was 1 year.
Yeah, okay. So he was there in 2012. First of all, it's 1 year as a head coach. Were you surprised that he got fired?
Yeah, I was. I didn't expect that. I thought – for me, once the season was over, I'm like, okay. Especially offensively, it's like, okay, we can figure this out. We can do something. Mm-hmm. You know, we had some injuries that year. I think MJD was hurt that year. A few other guys were hurt. Like, we can do something when we get healthy. We can make some moves. And he started to learn us. We started to learn him. It took a while, but we started to learn each other. Then you fire somebody at the end of the year, like, dang, Black Monday, and he was gone. And we're like, oh, okay, well, I guess back to the Jets 2 years in a row. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so we were in a situation like, all right, who are we going to hire now? Who are we going to keep whoever we hire this time?
How long is he going to last? Yeah. What I've always heard, the worst thing a coach or a manager can do is talk about himself in front of the team. Like, kind of go into it, hey, win for me. Mm. Because the players don't care. The players are more worried about themselves than they are the head coach or the manager. Did you ever have a coach who would come in and say, hey, I really need this win, you guys?
No, but we knew... Like, for example, with Gus Bradley, and I think Gus lasted actually a couple of years after I left, maybe 1 year after
I left. I think he got fired here. He got fired after a game here.
After the game here, 2015.
I think it was like 16 or 17. 16? No, 7. I'm looking at Mularkey. It was like 16, though.
16. So he's the type of guy that he would never talk about himself. It was always everybody else. But we all wanted to win for him. And there was moments where we said, if we're going to do it for anybody, let's do it for Gus Bradley. And he is a... This is a special human being that you wanted to fight for. Now, those other guys, we were like, nah, whatever. We don't care. Like, whatever. He can go kick rocks. But with Gus, man, he was somebody you wanted to fight for. And it was multiple times during his second year. I remember 2014. That was only his second year. Like, hey, if we're not going to win, if we're going to win for anybody, let's go out there and do it for Gus. He takes care of us. He busts his butt for us. He brings energy. He was literally the same guy every single day. When we were 0-0, when we were 0-8, he was the same guy when we were, 2-14. He was the same guy every single day. And we just appreciated that, the consistency in that.
Yeah, I wish I could find the exact quote, but Steven Silas on Wednesday, you know, they had lost 15 in a row going into that game against the Bulls. And, you know, he's getting asked about, how much do you want to win? And here's the beginning of the quote. I want to win for the guys.
Yeah.
The guys in the locker room are working their butts off and trying and coming in late for shooting and coming in on off days. Today, Wednesday, we didn't have shoot around, but we had 11 guys out there this morning getting shots up. He makes it clear it's not about me. Yeah. I'm not trying to get a win here for me. I want to get a win for these guys. And then after the game, he talked about how happy he was for Eric Gordon, how happy he was for Christian Wood and Kevin Porter Jr. and Garrison Matthews. And he just kind of named off all Daniel House, who would come off the bench and played really well. How much does that, first of all, I imagine you guys hear that and you guys hear a coach say that. How much does that just build trust within the locker room that this guy is not out there looking for himself and he's not out there worried about himself? He's out here worried about us more than he is himself.
That's the biggest thing. Kind of go back to how Kelly is, right? This relational, right? You can even see Steven Silas that way. Like he genuinely cares about the guys that's on the team, about the guys that are playing the game. And he understands, probably Scott Silas, because he's been around forever with his dad and whatnot and been around the league himself for a while as an assistant. But he understands, you know, nobody – and Nick Saban actually said it in his rant the other day. Like, nobody wants to win more than the players. Nobody hates losing more than the players. Like, they understand that. So it just shows selflessness. It shows a leadership from Silas and the coach that do stuff like that. It makes you want to play for him. Makes you want to go out there and win again. And it's also like maturity. Like you understand, okay, I know where we are, and it's a big deal for these guys. Like these guys needed that. They needed that boost to hopefully we can string some more along and they can – especially when you got four 19-year-olds, right? Mm-hmm. But if we can string some things along and probably get some, and we can get some wins going and get some momentum going in the right direction. So when you have a coach that's really behind you, that you really feel like is wants the best for you as a team, as an individual, you'll run through a wall for him,
you know,
or her.
When the Astros hired Dusty Baker, it was kind of billed as, this is the one thing you haven't done in your career. You have not won the World Series. Never won the World Series. And got close in 2020, got close this past season, got to the World Series. But he never made it about, hey, I got to get this for me. He was more, I got to get this. It's just about the players. I always feel like the worst thing, and I think I'm kind of repeating myself, but the worst thing that a coach can do is make it about himself.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely. And anytime a coach starts to feel pressure and says, hey, you guys need to win for me, or hey, I'm out here busting my butt, and talking, and they start talking about themselves, mm-hmm. how much the work they're putting in, you lost the team right there. As soon as the words, before the words came out your mouth, you already lost the team, because your actions are showing before you said it how you really feel.
And I think when Wade Phillips was the interim here in 2013, he kind of made it about himself. Mm. He was talking about how he wanted the job, how he think he deserved the job, how he was hoping that they would win for him so that he would get to keep the job. And I've heard you hear other coaches. I remember Tony DeFrancesco or Tony DeFrancisco with the Astros. You know, he would tell the players, win it for me. And players, especially when you're an interim guy, that's not a good way to connect. And so I'm wondering with Mel Tucker, he's the interim. He's looking for an opportunity. Did he ever say, hey, win this so I can get this job full time?
No, he never mentioned
how the job. How endearing is that to that locker room where you guys know the situation?
Yeah.
You guys know what it's about. How much did that just endear you guys to him even more?
It was huge. Like we loved him for that because we thought he just cared about us. Mm-hmm. Like we went out there, we played. You hate to say you played harder, but you played more freely. Like you were more excited about the game. And it just, we were able to win a couple times. I know one for sure. I think it was twice.
You guys won
though.
Twice, yeah.
We won did. Twice within yeah. the last four mm-hmm. games. So when you're able to do that, and we haven't won, we struggled that year, right? But in the last four or five games, we win half of those games. That's a big deal. That's a credit to him because he got us up for it. He was the one that prepared us. He was the one that was the leader of that time. And he didn't mention himself at all. We had fun. He brought coins in. He brought different things to get us fired up. This his creative side came out, and we went out there and we performed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.